Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Thank you, John. Still here.
And we're having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Suzanne Mulchan from the Hillside Library. And just as we went to break, you started to talk about a program that's coming up on July 18th with Project Independence.
Yes, Project Independence and a number of other organizations, because I thought we have so many venues in New Hyde Park, and they all do such wonderful things, but they don't always have an opportunity to get together and network with each other and also to explain to patrons. I hate to tell you this, but do you know I actually have people who live in New Hyde Park who call up asking for different services? And I said, did you call Project Independence? And they go, what's that? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how could they not know after all this time? But there are people mm-hmm. who really are not aware. They don't read the paper, or they're just not really cued into what's going on in the community. So, but this is also, as I said, though, a time when the different organizations can get together. And in particular, our New Hyde Park Museum is very excited about this because it's an opportunity for them to meet other people, and they're looking for people who have photos and documents, anything related to early New Hyde Park history. And we're going to be scanning that night so that it will become part of the museum's collection. But the Chamber of Commerce is coming, Social Ministry from Notre Dame and Holy Spirit, the Lions Club, Literacy Nassau is coming. Mm-hmm. We have Joe Mazza from Family and Children's, because he does a lot of work volunteering at the library. Mm-hmm. And our friends of the library, and I know I'm probably missing a few people, because we have invited the Vishnev Temple right across the street, because we would like to hear what they're doing. I know they do a lot of community outreach, too. So it will be a chance for them to sit and talk with each other, and also with the patrons to come in and find out what services are offered that they may not be aware of.
That's July 18th at what time?
7 o'clock.
Okay, terrific.
7, 2, is there like a...
Well, we close at 8:45, but we can be flexible about that.
Okay, so
yeah.
Say 7 to 9.
Yeah, 8:30, maybe 8:30, yeah.
Right, okay. No, but that's the kind of program that people would have an interest in.
Yes,
I mean,
that's
an important one, mm-hmm. because what you just said about Project Independence, it's so true, because... You know, we're involved, obviously, Otto and Dan and Christina, mm-hmm. excuse me, but you'll mention something, they'll say, what? I didn't know that. It's like,
very
I mean,
often,
of course, we're,
yes.
We see it all the time, but it's like, it's out there. There's so much flyers, the libraries, the senior centers. I mean, it's like, I don't understand how people don't know about Project Independence, and many don't.
They don't. It's yeah. But I think part of it is there's a mental block, like, I don't need that.
You know? Yes, that's true. Yes.
You know, I really don't need that kind of help. Well, maybe you don't, but maybe other people around you do.
Right. And if you're not listening, then you don't hear, even though the person's telling you something.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's not always a negative help either. It's a positive kind of thing where maybe you can be guided to a place where you can have some social interaction, help somebody else. There's a lot of things that
are not negative. This is not a plug for Project Independence, but anybody who does get introduced to it has never had anything bad to say. You know, it's only a positive
That's right.
thing. It's like, oh,
right.
I should have known this years ago.
Years ago, yes.
I would have become with my friends, et cetera,
yes.
et cetera.
Yeah.
But this Meet Your New Hyde Park community is a great idea, I think, because New Hyde Park, as one example, as is true in a lot of Nassau County, the towns are kind of splintered and they don't always pull together.
That's correct.
And,
yeah.
you know, some people don't know their neighbors at all or whatever. And things like this, I think, are very good to make more of a neighborhood out of where you are. And neighborhoods are a good thing.
I agree. And yes, then you see the face, too.
That's
Sometimes
true,
you know
too.
Who runs an organization, but you've never seen the person. Now I'm mm-hmm. looking up there and saying, I've seen him in the supermarket.
That's true.
And you know who the, you know. There's a couple of different things I want to talk about, but one of them I'd like to just touch on quickly is Build a Better World Children's Program, only because, you know, there's grandparents during the summer that look for opportunities to do stuff with children.
I'm glad you said that, because that's the one thing that my director, Charlene Null, said to me the other day. She said, Suzanne, make sure you tell them that any grandparent who is a Hillside Library member can bring their grandchildren to programs at the library, and there are programs, I think, especially during the summer, every day for the children, and things will be going on all the time. And actually, the woman who's the head of the museum happened to ask me a couple of weeks ago, have you got programs for the kids? Because my grandchildren are coming to visit me again this summer.
Okay.
So whether they don't have to live with you, they can be coming in to visit from out of town, and you can come get those museum passes that we were speaking about before and go to the Children's Museum or the Intrepid or so many other places. There's a whole list on the website of the museum passes. Entertain the kids. Bring them in to play, to participate in craft programs, reading programs. I happen to know that the reptile program is on Monday, is it July 11th? Because we had to move our Zumba class back a little bit. Okay.
Move Zumba 4 o'clock,
I knew that. Oh, yeah. And let's not tell the ladies what was in the in the room before then. Yes, July 10th is the reptile program. It's always a big hit with the kids. I make it a point not to be in the building at that time, but the kids love the program. Okay. And they really enjoy that. But programs all the time for the kids.
You know, you said two things that registered with me. You talked about the passes for the museums.
Yes.
I've used them multiple times. And the one that really struck me was I went with grandchildren to the Intrepid.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved $100 by getting those passes
exactly.
from the library.
That's right.
It was 25 or whatever rough numbers ahead. And I got in for free, basically.
Yeah.
And saved $100. That's not...
I went to the Intrepid after you told me.
Did you?
And took my grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, there was three of us.
Yeah.
And it was free.
Yeah.
And then the submarine was there, too. We went to both of them.
Yeah, right.
Right on the side. And the submarine, for anybody who's been there, you have to go through a hole in the wall before they let you get into the submarine to make sure you're able to walk through it. And
see,
it's I
was on an aircraft carrier in the Navy, which is just like the Intrepid.
Okay.
So for me, it was especially, a big deal to show them how beautiful the quarters were, you know, where you sleep with bunks four high and, you know, not a whole
plenty
lot
of room. Plenty of room.
Yeah,
plenty
right.
of room.
I am one other one for you, though. You talked about neighborhoods, with the program Meet Your New High Park Community. This is off the wall altogether, Suzanne, but we're going to hit you with it. I saw that you were from Staten Island.
And you wondered how in the world I wound up in New Hyde Park.
How does somebody from Staten Island get to Long Island? Because usually they don't allow them to come in. They block them. There's like a wall, Staten Island wall.
And it says turn around and go to New Jersey, right? Yeah, because my brother went to Jersey. My cousins went to Jersey. That's right. I happened to meet and marry a wonderful man named John Mulchan, who passed away in 2010. And John lived in Queens at the time. And because he worked in a family business, we lived in Queens. And John always kind of had his eye on working at Sperry because he was a machinist.
Oh.
And which is kind of funny because my mom was one of the Rosie the Riveters in World War II. So she knew everything that he was talking about. When he would describe his job, she understood more about it than I did. And, of course, you know, Sperry is right up the street.
Yeah.
And not long after we moved here, he got his wish and he went to work at Sperry. And that's why I wound up in New Hyde Park.
Wow.
Rather than Roselle Park or Old Bridge or someplace like that.
You could have been right at the base of the Verrazano Bridge. Watching the traffic.
I know. And that traffic guy. And as a matter of fact, that's when you were talking about Project Independence and serving the needs. The reason that I was so aware of how important it was is because my mother got sick in 1994 and I was kind of a long-distance caregiver doing that Belt Parkway every day and for 6 years until she had to move in with us because my dad passed away. And that experience, combined with what I was seeing in the community, when I heard that this was going to be established, I was just thrilled because I knew firsthand how important it is from having to deal with all of those issues, you know. So we still get a lot of the family members coming in looking for information, you know, and I'm just so happy to be able to direct them over here now.
My story is similar to yours in that my wife and I were caregivers for my mother for 11 years
mm-hmm.
while we were working.
Yeah.
And I would have really loved to have had Project Independence around back then. For guidance.
Guidance, exactly.
That was, to me, that's what Project Independence is all about,
mm-hmm.
really, is guidance and support, you know.
That's
true. Steering you to where to go. They have the knowledge that would take you 20 phone calls to figure out, maybe. And they help you through all that. And it's a tremendous asset.
And the one thing also with Project Independence, giving it another plug, everybody who works there cares.
Exactly.
So it's not like you're pushing a button. No, it's not me. They transfer to somebody else. Project Independence, the first person you talk to will get you an answer, or will attempt to, and they'll get back to you. You
know, that's not some sort of government bureaucracy that people have a negative image about. It's really a program run by people who really care, and it's a nice thing.
That's very true, and that's hard to find sometimes today.
Yeah, no, I agree. From that perspective, that's 100%. One other thing that we can just touch on quickly, children's programs, you know, we deal with seniors and we deal with children. Mm-hmm. Is there anything for teens? I mean, that's a group that, you know,
YA.
We're always concerned they're walking around at night, and let's get them something to do.
Kristen Ambagis is our YA librarian. That's young adult, and she deals mostly with high schoolers and I'd say middle school age children.
Oh, okay.
Her programs are for that age. They do yoga. They do Zumba. They do. She has an art club. They do book discussions. They do craft programs. And she's very involved. There's a whole department. When you come into the library and you go to the second floor, and if you go up those four steps that are to the right side, that's the whole YA area, you know. And she deals with that particular age group. And that's something that she was hired a few years ago just to deal with that group.
Okay. Yeah. So
Great idea.
Yeah, we're covering on every level, which is important because that's the one thing you talk about so much today. Young people, young meaning that
pre-stats,
11, 10, 11, 12 to 18. You know, especially when the summer comes, there's nothing for them to do at some of these places. And you have to be careful because you don't want them, you know, just walking around the street because then they get in trouble for the wrong reason. Doesn't mean they're doing anything wrong.
Right.
But you see seven or eight kids on a corner, then people start to get concerned.
The idle mind is the devil's workshop.
No, it's the truth, though. With some of those things, it really becomes, you know. I'm going to give out the number for the library again, if I had it in front of me. 516-355-7850. That's 516-355-7850, and the library is located at 155 Lakeville Road.
Yes.
And I've been there, and it really is. And plenty of parking.
Yes, there's a parking lot across the street, and there is a wonderful traffic light there, so people don't have to worry about crossing. And, there's
a lot of people fought to get that traffic light, by the way.
They did.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, it took some time.
Because that's not a good street to walk by without a traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great that they did it. And
yes.
That's a nice facility, that library.
Terrific. Suzanne, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John.
This was wonderful, very informative for everybody. We're going to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.